Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, while Jesus was here on earth, he told us that there would be all kinds of problems and trouble in the world. But we're to rejoice because he's overcome the world. Jesus has defeated all the power of darkness, and that includes fear. Now, he's sharing that same victory with us today. A life free of all fear is our covenant right today. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to share a message with you that will explain how we can enjoy this victorious life Jesus made possible for us all. Learn how to put the overcoming power of the blessing to work and start living a fear-free life today.
Turn over to the book of Galatians, 3rd chapter, 13th verse. Now I'm going to give you a Bible lesson here. Show you how to exercise something. You ought to do this all the time. This ought to be part of your daily life. Particularly in times of trouble, the storms of life attack your household or whatever. Just sitting watching television, you do this. They're talking to people, you do this. I mean, it's something that ought to be a consistent, constant part of your daily conversation, the daily words, your lifestyle, the whole, this ought to, I mean, you ought to carry this like you carry a loaded gun all the time. I mean, with a hair trigger. This thing ought to go off every time that you touch it. Galatians 3:13. Christ, the Anointed One, has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus, the Anointed of God, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That we might receive the promise the Spirit made to Abraham, which included the Spirit himself. But now don't read that like that we might receive the Holy Ghost that was promised Abraham. No, that we might receive what the Holy Ghost promised Abraham, which, like I said, included himself. Are you following me now? Yes. The blessing of Abraham. The blessing. Now, really, really work with me here. Really listen and stay with me. The blessing is singular. Blessings, plural, are the result of the blessing. I've been blessed with lots of things. Oh, glory to God. I'm such a blessed man. We're such a blessed family and a blessed ministry. Oh, that glory just goes around all the time saying, God is so good to me. Jesse Duplantis has got a gold plaque in his airplane that said, God love Jesse. Another one said, God is good to Jesse. Hallelujah. Amen. And he is. Those are the blessings. But the blessings come because of the blessing. The blessing of Abraham. God blessed him. That blessing was on him spiritually. It was on him financially. And it was on him in war. He was blessed of God. The blessing was on him. And everybody in that part of the world knew then and know now that if you had that blessing, you had it made. That's right. I mean, if you had that blessing, you had an authority in the earth and a force. It was literally a force field around you. A real example of it was Joseph. Put the man in prison, and the prison got blessed. The prison improved. He wound up running the whole prison. You buy the man as a slave. And all of a sudden, your whole farm gets better. The whole ranch gets better. Better. And the guy said, I know the blessing of God is on me because you're here in my house.
Amen. That's right.
The blessing brings blessings. Now listen again. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, that the blessing, not the blessings, the blessing of Abraham might come on us through Christ, through the anointing that's on Jesus. You follow me? That's what the word Christ there means. And there it's referring specifically to his anointing. Jesus walked in his earthly ministry in the blessing of Abraham. Amen. But now his blessing, Jesus' blessing as head of the church. I mean, you don't have the head with one blessing and the foot with another. We're walking in his blessing. Amen. His blessing. King of kings, Lord of lords. Who do you think the kings that he's king over are? We are priests and kings unto our God, the scriptures. Amen. Oh, glory. You must be believing God for me because I'm holding on pretty good. Glory to God. I'm seeing some. I'm seeing some things in the spirit. Glory to God. I don't have any words for him yet. Hallelujah. Now look. Oh, glory. Christ, the anointed one, has redeemed us from the curse. So say it out loud. I am redeemed from the curse.
I am redeemed from the curse.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I have the blessing of Abraham.
I have the blessing of Abraham.
I'm redeemed from the curse.
I'm redeemed from the curse.
I have the blessing.
I have the blessing.
All right, let's go to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. In the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, the blessing and the curse is written out. Now, I told you we would come here and I'd give you a short Bible lesson here. When the Hebrew text was translated out of Hebrew, it was not translated into English. It was translated into Latin. It was translated then into Greek and so forth. And then down the line, it came over into English. Now, at that time, particularly at the time that it was translated into English, Hebrew was not a living language. The Jews were under bondage to other nations of the world. The state of Israel did not exist. And most of the people spoke it as a second language, not the first language. Other scholars, like English scholars, German scholars, French scholars, and so forth, that studied it, knew Hebrew as a religious language. They did not speak it. They, you know, you go to a dictionary and look the words up and translate them over into other words. But and a lot of them knew the language from that. But if they were in Israel today, I doubt seriously if they could hold a conversation with anybody. Because they were dealing with a language that was not being spoken, and it was dead other than in the lives of those that were serving God continually. And a lot of Jews didn't speak it at all. They spoke it around the Passover table and didn't even know what they were saying. They just knew the word. Now, you follow me here? That's what was going on when it was translated into English. Now, this phrase in the first few verses of the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy was translated correctly. But then they changed the tense of it and began to translate it incorrectly. Now I'll show you the difference between the two. It shall come to pass, if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high upon all, above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings, see, that's because of the blessing, all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now you notice it didn't say, and God will bless you over and 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 over again. No, it didn't say that. It said, he's already blessed. The blessing is there. Where was it? In that covenant with Abraham. And if you would stay in it, if you stay in the commandments and do what he said do and don't do what he said don't do, then the blessings are there. The blessings come on you and overtake you. Now that's correct. It's still that way today. In the book of Ephesians it said, thanks be unto God, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. They're already ours. Now, let's go over to the 15th verse. 1 through 14 is the blessing. Bless you in the house, bless you in the field, bless you coming in, bless you going out, blessed will be your store, your basket, blessed, you know, bless. Now you come down here to the 15th verse. And this is translated correctly. It shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. It didn't say God would curse you. It didn't say God would strike you. The curse is already there, folks. It's already out there. All you had to do was get out from under the protection of that covenant, and you ran slap into the curse. Amen? Now, this is important because religion has twisted it and said, I heard a song on a so-called gospel radio station one time, and this ignoramus song said, God's going to get you for that. If God was going to get you, we'd all done been got. Particularly the poor fellow that wrote that song. If I was God, I'd have got him myself. Lord, blame that kind of stuff off on God. When we're the fools walking around out there in it. My granddad used to have a favorite saying, boy, you play in the mud, you're going to get some on you. That's brilliant, isn't it? Deep. My grandfather's a great thinker. But there are people think you can play in the dope and not get any on you. There are people think you can play in the curse and not get any on you. There are people that think they can eat Twinkies and bong-bongs all their life and become an Olympic star. Ain't no way. Why? You can't sow one thing and reap another. The great man of God, Creflo Dollar, said that's an insane thought. To think that you can sow one thing and reap another. And that is exactly right. That is an insane thought. But yet people do it all the time. Why? Am I not renewed to God? But now I'll show you where it went wrong here then. They begin to translate. Look at the 21st verse, for instance. Or the 20th verse. The Lord shall send upon you cursing, vexation, rebuke. Now, the Hebrew text doesn't say that at all. And now that Hebrew is a spoken language and a living language, we found out it had a permissive verb as well as a causative verb. It's saying if you get out there and go to playing in the mud, God's going to have to let you get muddy because you made the choice. You play in it and it get on you. It's that simple. Now then, are you ready now? You read down through this. Anytime something comes up, read all of these curses, all of them. Go down and read them. And every time you read one of them, You'll become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among all nations where the Lord will lead you. And you carry much seed out into the field and gather in but little. And the locust shall consume it. And you plant vineyards and dress them, but neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes. And the worms will eat them and the olive trees throughout all thy coast. But all thou shalt not anoint thyself with all without oil, and the anthrax is going to get you in them. No, you read down through there and say, I'm redeemed from that. Glory. Yeah, glory to God. Glory. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them. Why, I'm redeemed from that. Glory to God. And I say it'll not be that way. Amen. And every time they come on television and say, oh, he's going to do this, I say it out loud. No, not for my household. It will not be that way. I am redeemed from the curse. I stand on my redemption. Blood was shed for me. I am not going to have that in my house. No, I'm walking in the blessing. I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed coming out, and I'm blessed in my house, and I'm blessed in my door. I'm blessed with health. Glory be to God. I've danced around the room hurting so bad, I mean hurting, to tell you, to feel like somebody hit me in the back with an axe. And just dance around the room and say, glory be to God, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. I am the redeemed, glory. And get right in the devil's face with him and tell him he's off limits, you don't have any business here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I am the redeemed. The word said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It didn't say, let the redeemed of the Lord say they're not redeemed. I got up one morning, I said, God, in the name of, I was wanting to scream, I'm hurting. I said, God, I heard the Spirit of God say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I said, so! I couldn't think of nothing else. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I just shouted so as loud as I could. I said, so, all day long. So. So. So, 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 so. So, I say 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 so. I knew what I said. God knew what I said. The devil knew what I said. My back knew what I said. My head knew what I was saying. Amen. Hallelujah. Now see, you ought to be on a hair trigger all the time. Somebody walked up to you and said, oh, I'm telling you, I'm so scared over all this anthrax business. I'm just so scared of that. You say, oh, no, 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 no. Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you something. I'm redeemed from that curse. You understand?
What'd you say?
I said, I'm redeemed from that curse. Some of them get mad at you. Well, you might get it. Do you think Jesus might have gone to the cross? Does it? He might have shed his blood? That's not faith, that's fear, isn't it? Fear to confess what God said. Fear to stand on the word. Well, it might not come to pass. You know how you always spot unbelief? Yeah, but. The word but in the English language means the cancellation of all that was said before it. Well, yes, I know Brother Copeland, the Bible says that, but. You just wiped out everything the Bible said. I'll give you an example. You go up to your wife and say, oh, I love you, darling, but. And she might not have said anything when you said, I love you, darling, but when you said, but, I mean, she raised up to see what's coming now. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And you're going to be on Hamburger Helper for the next 3 or 4 days, too, boy. Amen. I mean to tell you. You understand what I'm talking about here? Let me show you the 61st verse. Glory to God. Look at the 60th verse. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of. Now, read that correctly. Moreover, If you don't hearken to the voice of the word of God and keep his statutes and commandments, all of those Egyptian diseases that you were afraid of are going to come on you. Why? Fear connected them to them. It's simple, isn't it? But we've been redeemed from all those diseases we were afraid of. Look at the 65th verse. And among these nations shall you find no ease, neither shall the sole of your foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee their trembling heart. Or a trembling heart will come on you, and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind, and your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you'll fear day and night. You'll fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of your life. In the morning, thou would say, oh, would God it was evening. And in the evening, say, oh, wish it is morning. For the fear of your heart, wherewith you shall fear, and for the sight of your eyes, for with you shall see. Look at this verse. And it shall come on you to go back into Egypt with ships by the way whereof I spoke unto thee. You know what that is? Going back to bondage. You've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You have received the spirit of adoption. You've been removed from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. You've been given the authority to wear the full armor. You've been given the name and all of its wondrous, glorious power. You've been given the Holy Ghost, and he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, even to the end of the world. He said, come out and be separate from among them, and I'll be your God, and you'll be my children, and I will dwell in you, and I will walk in you. How dare you be afraid anymore? How dare you piddle around with fear anymore? And every time you sense fear trying to get in, or fear rising up over this or over that or over the other, whatever it is, you stop right where you are and you say, I don't belong to you and you don't belong to me. You are trespassing on holy property. This happens to be the temple of the Holy Ghost, and I refuse to allow fear to dwell in it or on it or around it. I am redeemed from the curse of my life hanging without assurance. I am redeemed from the curse. I am redeemed from fear. I am redeemed from crying in the nighttime and not able to sleep. I am redeemed. You ought to say it every day, all day. The God of love is on the inside of me, and he loves me. I have favorite child status. I have the favor of the Lord. Glory to God. There's blood between me and Jesus. I have a covenant. I'm a covenant man. That blood makes all the difference.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
With so much happening in the world, you might wonder if it's even possible to live without anxiety. Learn how you can live in total peace with the Freedom From Fear package, a mini book by George Pearson's called No Fear Here, and Freedom From Fear, an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland. The Bible says that God's perfect love casts out fear. Faith will overcome fear every time. Learn to keep your heart and words aligned with what God says. When you get God's word in your heart, you have peace instead of worry, hope instead of dread, and faith instead of fear. You can be so filled with God's peace, there is no room for sickness and lack. Understand that God loves you, provides for you, and protects you. Grow your faith and declare over your life, no fear here. Then live the rest of your days free from fear. Jesus defeated all fear and has given you the victory. Request the Freedom from Fear package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcam.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. You've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The Bible says there is no fear in God because He is love. If you're born again, then you have been born into His image and likeness. And that means you were not meant to live in fear. Fear is no longer a part of our lives any more than sin, sickness, poverty, or any part of the curse. The Copelands have a gift that will help you identify fear and stop its influence over you. It's called the Freedom from Fear Package. The Bible says we've been redeemed from the curse by the blood of Jesus, and one of those curses is fear. Discover that a fear-free life is your covenant right as a child of God. He's your loving Father who's promised to provide for you in everything that you need. So fear not. Build your faith in God's love through these teachings by Brother Copeland and Pastor George Pearson. Cast fear out of your life by resting in the absolute truth that God loves you. Enjoy the fearless life He's planned for you today. To request your free copy of the Freedom from Fear package, go to kcm.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.